The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit, that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, in the spirit of our good Father Thomas, I thought I should start off the homily with a story. A priest was walking through the jungle, and he came upon a hungry lion who was about to devour him. The priest was terrified, and so he prayed to God, "Lord God, send the Holy Spirit into the heart of this beast." And just as the lion was about to pounce on the priest, a light suddenly shone around the lion. He stopped in his tracks, looked up to heaven. He held his paws in prayer. He said, "Thank you, O Lord of heaven. Bless you for this meal which I am about to receive through Christ our Lord. Amen." I couldn't get the accent of Father Thomas down, but try to get the story. The Feast of Pentecost has many lessons about discipleship not only of the first disciples, but of we disciples many years later. I would like to compare our life with Christ to the life in a marriage. First, a man and woman meet. Perhaps someone has introduced them. Perhaps it's very spontaneous and very spirit-led, you might say. They spend much time getting to know each other. They first discover their common interests, and their attraction grows stronger and stronger as the days and weeks go on. And it may happen that one day the man wakes up and says, "I think I'm in love with this woman. I think I want to marry her. I want to spend the rest of my life with her." He has a kind of conversion because now, from now on, he respects her in a different way. His interest in her is more serious. It's more intentional. The wedding day comes, and now the couple has to decide. I mean, after all the hullabaloo and excitement and festivities, the couple has to decide for themselves, how are we going to live our marriage day by day? How do we live our marriage promises faithfully? How do we keep alive that flame of love that brought us together in good times and in bad times, in sickness and in health? Some days I may not feel my love for my spouse, yet I try to live it by being honest and faithful. I live my love for her by doing little things, little acts of love to show my love for her. Acts of kindness, acts of goodness. Well, I think it is much the same in the story of our life with Jesus. Perhaps someone has introduced me to Jesus. It might be my parents or my grandparents or a good friend. I am introduced to Jesus through the prayers and the rituals of the church. Maybe I've known about him for a long time before I finally make a choice for Jesus, that I want to give my life to him. It might be a small awakening, a small insight, or it might be a big conversion. But whatever shape it takes, this is my Pentecost moment. It is the confirmation of my mature love for Jesus when I choose him for myself. In fact, we celebrate that with teenagers in the sacrament of confirmation. Now I am more intentional about my faith. Now I do the things that will help keep my faith strong. I attend Mass regularly. I read the Word of God. I have a prayer life. I pray on a regular basis, day and often throughout the day. When life is hard, or when I do not feel especially holy, I show my love for the Lord by doing little acts of kindness, mostly for other people. And this is when I need the help of the Holy Spirit. It's when I need the help of the Advocate, the Helper. The Spirit is the energy that flows through me and is the impulse to do good things when I do not feel especially good or especially holy. Well, think again of a marriage. It is not enough for me to say publicly, I am married to Anna. These are only words. If I do not respect my vows of marriage to her, and then I'm not really married to her. If I am acting publicly as the spouse of Anna, then I will display the fruits of a healthy marriage: faithfulness, contentment, forgiveness, and generosity. Likewise, it is not enough for me to say publicly that I am a Christian. If I'm acting publicly as a Christian, then I'm living the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And the fruits of the Holy Spirit will shine brightly in my life. And what are they? Peace, patience, kindness, generosity, gentleness, and self-control. And so people may ask me, how are you so patient? Or how are you so peaceful? Or why do you have such good self-control? Then I can say it is because the Holy Spirit is my helper. The Holy Spirit is the one that I turn to for my strength, for my energy, when my own energies get low. The Holy Spirit becomes my consolation in times of difficulty. This is the purpose of this feast, to remind us of that great gift that Jesus left us in the gift of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Amen.